A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and we do what pleases him. And this commandment and his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit whom he gave us. Beloved, do not trust every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, who, as you heard, is to come. But in fact, he is already in the world. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God, and anyone who knows God listens to us, while anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will give you all the nations for an inheritance. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. I will give you all the nations for your inheritance. And now, O king, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling, rejoice. I will give all the nations for an inheritance." The Lord be with you. With your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord God. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That what had been said through the prophet Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled: "Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowd from Galilee and Decapolis, Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Not too long ago, the dreaded Islamic sect Boko Haram struck again in Nigeria, in the northern part of Nigeria, Borno State, and kidnapped some students. And what is their argument? Their argument has always remained that everything that is Western is forbidden. Haram is forbidden. And when you reflect or look at their argument critically, one thing is very clear. Whatever they are using is Western. So whatever they are saying is falsehood. But one amazing thing that is worthy of note is the doggedness, the tenacity with which they go about spreading their falsehood. And from time to time, different things, different ideologies are spread. They go out, some proponents just force it down the throat of so many. Today, St. John, in the first reading, in his first letter, is asking us to be careful. He's asking us to be on the watch. He talked about the teachings that are not of God, the teachings that are false. And at this particular time, there was a wrong teaching, a heresy that was spreading, which is the heresy of Docetism, that holds that denies the humanity of Christ. And so St. John wants us to be very careful to discern every spirit, to do some discernment on whatever doctrine that we hold on to, whatever doctrine that come our way. And he asked us, test every spirit. And he gave us a way. He gave us the measurement of the testing. He says, every spirit that doesn't acknowledge Jesus come in flesh does not belong to God. In the Gospel of St. John made us to understand the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. And in the Gospel we heard today, the Gospel of Matthew, we heard about Jesus Christ curing diseases, preaching in the synagogue. The question we ask ourselves, can a spirit be going about curing diseases, preaching in the synagogue, reaching out to people? It is not possible. Jesus Christ wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. That's to show humanity. He was thirsty at the well with the Samaritan woman. That is humanness. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, we must be very watchful. We must be very vigilant not to allow any false doctrine to carry us away. And my brothers and my sisters, there is a question we must ask ourselves. We talk about false doctrine and the tenacity, the doggedness, the firmness with which their proponents propagate their errors. We may ask ourselves as Christians, how are we able to spread what we believe in? To spread the truth? Do we have such or the same doggedness, the same tenacity to reach out to those that we meet? Sometimes we are just afraid. The other day, I was in a park and spreading the faith, discussing with someone about the faith, and I asked, "I hope I am not bothering you." And the person said, "No, not at all. I'm not bothered." So sometimes we are just afraid of reaching out. So let us not be afraid. Let us go out. Let us reach out with the truth. Because the falsehood around, the falsehood out there, the means of spreading it is so terrible. Sometimes we are bothered by it. Those who are spreading it know that we are bothered, but they don't care. They force it on us. So we need to wake up and reach out to those who are in need of the truth. Today we celebrate Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. He was convinced about Jesus Christ. He was convinced about the humanity and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so he responded appropriately. He responded by reaching out to the orphan, he responded through school, he responded by doing work for God. We need to imitate her. We need to carry out work of evangelization wherever we go to. Let us not be afraid. We pray that Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first Native American to be canonized, will intercede for us as we reach out with the truth to the whole world, because the world needs the truth. The world needs Christ. So let us not be afraid to reach out. May God bless us through Christ our Lord.